A befriending service run by Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, has been offering a range of support to people with sight loss throughout the UK during the coronavirus pandemic. RNIB's Talking Support Service invites people with sight loss across the United Kingdom to connect with others weekly using a phone or computer. Trained staff and volunteers facilitate the calls and match people together for general conversations. Joining me to talk more is RNIB's Counselling and Wellbeing Team Leader, Ruth Williams. So Ruth, first of all, for anyone that doesn't know about RNIB's Talking Support, can you tell us a wee bit more about it, please?
Yeah, certainly. Talking Support have been running befriending groups offering a range of support to people with sight loss for several years. In response to the pandemic, we've expanded the service quite substantially, and we're currently running 117 groups and connecting over 700 people with sight loss each week. So what we do really is we invite people with sight loss across the UK, so you can be anywhere in the country, to connect with others weekly using a phone or a computer.
It's a vital service, and especially during the last 6 months or so, Ruth, you must have been playing a major role in keeping people's spirits up and connected when so many things have been taken away from them.
Yes, like everybody else, initially we were not sure how long this was going to last. So in response, we opened up the service to new referrals from April 2020 to support customers connect with others from their homes and help tackle those issues caused by the social isolation. So since lockdown, we've created another 32 groups to enable more people with sight loss to connect with others. And we've received over 800 new referrals to the service to date, which has been fantastic. Also, alongside the weekly befriending phone calls to help combat the isolation in the summer, we ran a selection of sort of more fun type groups and quizzes. And they ran during July and August. We also ran sort of short story groups, wellbeing courses, offering advice on how people who are isolating can get the best from each day. And a total of 27 groups ran between July and August. And from those groups, 247 people benefited from that additional support. So we've tried to put on a varied range of people and connect as many people as we possibly can.
You're in the Merseyside area, but this has gone on throughout the UK.
Throughout the UK, yeah. So the great thing about the service, because we're connecting people via the phone or computers, it doesn't matter where you live. So the befriending groups are connecting people across the country, Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 5 every week. We've had very, very positive feedback about the service to date.
And what do people need to get involved if anybody's worried about the technology side?
Nothing very much, really. We can connect people. If you have a telephone, we can either connect you via home phone or mobile phone. We can send you a link and you can connect yourself. Or if you use the internet or have an email, we can connect you via the Microsoft Teams service as well. So there's various platforms we can use. And when people contact us to join a group, we will match them then to the appropriate group to suit their needs.
What are some of the concerns people have had?
The coronavirus pandemic created new challenges for blind and partially sighted people. We were hearing a lot from people since lockdown about their increased isolation and increased anxiety caused by social distancing measures. Social distancing, you appreciate, is often very difficult or even impossible for blind and partially sighted people. So we're already hearing about people being confronted for not keeping their distance. Many of the calls to our helpline since lockdown have been due to anxiety caused by social distancing. As visual clues don't work and guide dogs are not trained to socially distance, it's essential that businesses know how to enforce this.
And you have some stats around that you would like to share?
Our recent survey of 500 blind and partially sighted people found that 2/3 of blind and partially sighted people now felt less independent compared with how they felt before lockdown, which is a big worry, really. Half as many blind and partially sighted people are now shopping independently compared to before lockdown. And 3/4 of those surveyed, which is 74%, are concerned about getting access to food. And 1 in 5 people with sight loss had to ration their food during lockdown. So in response to that, we've expanded our services and support networks in terms of, you know, appointments with eye clinic liaison officers and practical information and emotional support available via our helpline. And of course, the Talk and Support Service, of which I'm part.
It's a lot of genuine concerns, isn't it? It's great to hear that you're going that extra step to try and help people.
Yes, definitely.
And how do people find out more information then if they maybe would like to get involved with the Talk and Support groups?
If anybody would like to join RNIB Talk and Support Group, you can visit rnib.org.uk/talk-and-support. Or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Ruth, it's been brilliant talking to you. It sounds a vital service. I'd encourage anyone to give it a go. Ruth Williams, RNIB's Counselling and Wellbeing Team Leader, thanks very much for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.